someone else's journey is our lesson.
We used to say, the difficult we do immediately, the impossible just takes a little more time.
Someone else's lesson is our gift.
I believe part of our responsibility is really to equip and inspire our students to ask those difficult questions.
Be encouraged by the stories that lift us all.
I came to Howard because I wanted to be the President of the United States.
Somebody saw something in me, and it's my duty to be that person for somebody else.
Now, join Dr. Wayne Frederick, President of Howard University, and his guest on The Journey.
Howard University's annual celebration of homecoming has been a blueprint for many places around the nation. It has historically been a time for looking back, looking inward, and looking forward. This year, for the 92nd time, we celebrate homecoming with a renewed sense of who we are and what we have to offer. Hello, I'm Dr. Wayne Frederick, and my guest today on The Journey is the Vice Chair of the 2016 Howard Homecoming Student Steering Committee, Matilda Johnson. Welcome.
Thank you.
So, Ms. Johnson, you are a senior economics major, political science minor.
Yes,
and you're expected to graduate in December of 2016.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about your journey here to Howard University. What brought you to Howard University?
Well, I came to Howard University in the fall of 2013 as a transfer student. My freshman year, I was at Agnes Scott College, which is an all-women's college in Decatur, Georgia. Howard has always been a name that I've heard growing up in my family. I've had an uncle and several cousins who came through Howard. So the importance of Howard and HBCUs at large has always been something that was instilled in us as we were growing up. So I couldn't make it to Howard the first time around, so I tried again the second time around, and I'm here.
All right, excellent. Now, you have a background rooted in Africa. Tell me a little bit about that and tell me about your experience with Africa.
Yes. Well, my family is from the Gambia, which is a small country on the western coast. My parents came here in their early 20s. I was born here. However, I was sent back at the age of 5 and raised there for about 4 years.
Okay. What was that like?
It was amazing. I mean, I was a kid at the time, so I just enjoyed being outside and learning about my family and different culture, and it gave me a chance to learn about where I'm from and learn my language as well.
Have you been back since?
Yes. The last time I was back was December of 2014.
And if you had to compare your experiences here versus your experiences in Gambia, what would you say are the most contrasting elements of it, and what are the biggest similarities?
Contrast. We're very much so community-based because we're such a small country. Almost everyone knows everyone. So walking down the street or going to the next town over, you're always at home, no matter what home you're in. Whereas over here, it's a little bit more individualistic. It's a little bit more closed off. Similarities. I would say the biggest similarities is just the everyday lives that we lead, especially as a young millennial. We have the same interests. We listen to the same music. We have the same passions, the same joys, the same struggles, so to speak, as young Africans coming up.
Now, just to change gears a bit, putting that in the context of homecoming, how much of your own personal background you think influences how you approach your position as vice chair on the student steering committee?
Well, this year we're making sure we're inclusive of everyone, whether it's the international community or other communities around campus. We want to make sure that we're including everyone, and it is a community celebration because we are at the Mecca and we celebrate all aspects of Black excellence, and that includes the international population, that includes other minority populations on campus.
Now, Howard's homecoming is inextricably linked with hip-hop. That's just a reality. Despite the diversity of music, of genres, of activities that are associated with a Howard homecoming, with that in mind, what influenced the current theme for homecoming this year?
Well, the current theme, we wanted to take it back to the roots, why homecoming has become what it is. recognizing the past, acknowledging the present, looking forward towards the future, going back to the basics and to the traditions and recapturing and re-energizing that essence and that spirit of Howard Homecoming.
Okay. So with that, tell me a little bit about the theme, Blueprint, recognizing the past, celebrating the present, and embracing the future. Mm-hmm. What about this homecoming theme makes it the blueprint? What are people going to see and feel that would make it different?
Well, one of our biggest goals is to bring back the energy of homecoming, bring it back home, bring it back on campus, and capturing the energy that's on campus. So one of the biggest changes and new things you will see this year is that all of our signature events will be on campus. Aside from the presidential soiree, all events will be held on campus.
Now, in terms of participation, tell me about the student body. What do you think students are looking for that they will see in terms of their own participation? Homecoming, a lot of times in people's minds are about alum coming back, but clearly there has to be a strong intent to have students participate. What about it would people see, or would students see in particular, or should look forward to, that would really bring them and get them engaged?
Again, it just goes back to the energy of it, creating that energy, creating that space, with it being all, with the majority of our events being hosted on campus, that leads way for a larger student turnout because you're not leaving campus, you're not finding a way to an event. And also with a large engagement of our alum, that's a great way for students to engage with our alum and reconnect with alum and network with them as well. So there's plenty of new things and old things just revamped that students will be looking forward to.
You're listening to The Journey. My guest today is Matilda Johnson, the vice chair of the Howard Homecoming Student Steering Committee for 2016. I'm Dr. Wayne Frederick. So I want to switch gears a bit. Tell me what your own homecoming experience has been like since you've been on campus in 2013.
Well, homecoming for me was the first time since when I first transferred where I felt a part of the Howard community, where I feel like I was fully introduced and integrated into the Howard community. As a transfer, the first couple of months are a little shaky. But at homecoming, I understood Howard. I felt like I came to a greater understanding of Howard, the culture, what it represents not only for us students, but the community that we're in and the diaspora at large. So homecoming definitely has a special place in my heart, and that definitely led me to go out for the vice chair position.
Was there a signature event you participated in that gave you that particular feeling of belonging at that time?
I would definitely have to say tailgate. The tailgate put the stamp on it for me. Just seeing everyone out there, from alums that we're here in the 90s, the 80s, to the ones that graduated the year before me, and then seeing how we all came together, music, through just common memories and shared culture, and just there's that feeling knowing that you're around fellow Bison, and that solidified it for me.
No, I don't get to participate in the tailgate much because I have other duties that I have to take care of, but tell me a little bit about the organization of the tailgate for this year's homecoming.
Well, tailgate this year will be definitely one to remember. We are definitely planning to implement a few new things, but it'll be the traditional tailgate where we're outside the day of the game, and just again capturing. This year, with the theme Blueprint, we're all about capturing the energy and capturing the essence and the spirit of homecoming. And so we plan to do that with tailgate as well.
You sound like you're holding the secrets very, very close to heart. So I understand. I know you guys want to roll out a lot of your activities in an appropriate fashion. So I certainly am going to make sure I respect that. What about the activities that the alum in particular seem to be drawn to, which also includes some of the new things that we do with homecoming, such as interacting with the schools and colleges and the deans? What kind of alum expect around some of those events, and then some of the other events like fashion shows and those types of things that they traditionally participate in.
All right. So this year, our approach to homecoming as far as participation will be a large part gearing towards the alum. So we're pushing for a lot of alum participation as well as students because, again, it is homecoming. So when you think homecoming, you're returning home, you're coming back home, and that's really the purpose of it. And so as far as we will be having open houses with the different schools and colleges on campus, as well as the Presidential State of the University as well on that same day. So we're looking to revamp the way open houses are conducted to draw a larger crowd, to draw alumni, and to also draw students as well. So to make it a largely attended event, just as fashion show or tailgate. Fashion show, as long with step show and tailgate, will be the same traditional feel to it. We always draw large crowds for those. So, but our focus this year is to definitely improve and to revamp and capture a bigger energy for the open houses.
And as we begin to wrap up, I want to come back to your own journey here at Howard University, which also has led you to participate in the Young Africana Leadership Initiative, YALI. Tell me what that was like and where did that take you?
Well, the Young Africana Leadership Initiative was is spearheaded by Dr. Amy Yoba, who teaches in the African American Studies Department here on campus. My class, so to speak, we went to South Africa for 2 weeks in December 2015. And it was part research and part cultural excursion, so to speak. And it was an amazing experience. It's one thing to learn about the history of South Africa and to hear about it, but to actually go and sit with people who experienced it and lived through it, you get a reminder that it was only 20 years ago. It's fairly recent. The wounds are still fresh, so to speak. But it was an amazing experience. I learned a lot. I did my research on foreign companies and how they integrate themselves into the South African market. So that was an interesting aspect to go and speak to different people about as well.
Now, where in South Africa were you stationed?
We spent our first week in Cape Town, and we spent our last week in Johannesburg.
Okay, excellent. As you get ready to leave, and obviously leave the university with homecoming being one of the signature things you would have influenced, what would you want people walking away from this particular homecoming to think about that would represent, you know, your core values and what you think homecoming should be about?
I think as a team, as a whole, with our great chair, Erica Norrell, who's leading us, she did a great job of making this apparent within the first few meetings, of just capturing why we're at Howard and what Howard means to all of us as a whole and individually. Howard is home. Howard is the mecca for Black excellence, not only here in the United States, but world, all over the world. So capturing that essence and capturing the importance of Howard in the community, capturing the importance of excellence and truth and service is something that she definitely pushed. And so that's something that we as a team will definitely push for Blueprint this year.
Thanks for being here. My guest today has been Matilda Johnson, the Vice Chair of the 2016 Homecoming Student Steering Committee. I'm Dr. Wayne Frederick. Please join me next time on The Journey.
You've been listening to The Journey with Dr. Wayne Frederick on the Howard University Radio Network.
This is Harold Fisher. The Daily Drum is more than news, sports, and weather. It's information, conversation, edification. I talk to the newsmakers and other great guests that make you think. You're not just listening. You are part of the process with your phone calls. You can find me on Facebook/Harold T. Fisher or follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR. Join me, Harold Fisher, from 7 to 7:30 p.m. for The Daily Drum on 96.3 WHUR, The Adult Mix.